1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The federal grand jury investigating January 6th and Donald Trump's handling of classified documents will hear from former Vice President Mike Pence, now that Pence says he won't challenge a ruling that he has to testify. More from CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In initially fighting the special counsel's subpoena, Mike Pence cited the Constitution's speech or debate clause, which limits the questions members of Congress can face in court. He said as president of the Senate, he was entitled to that protection. Last week, the chief judge of the D.C. District Court agreed, ruling that questions to Pence touching on his ceremonial role should be off limits. But Pence would have to offer other testimony related to Trump. A spokesman says because his initial position was vindicated, Pence won't appeal.
A tornado that roared through rural Missouri early Wednesday morning killed at least five people, says CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Keith and Shannon Lincoln rode out the storm in their bathroom.
I was just praying to God.
Yes.
Please, God, don't get the house because we were in the house.
Powerful EF2 tornado, packing winds up to 130 miles per hour, tore through this rural community overnight when most people were asleep. Governor Mike Parson saw the destruction firsthand.
It's going to be weeks upon months to be able to recover.
As crews clear roads blocked by broken tree limbs and debris, search and rescue teams are going door to door looking for survivors.
What do we want? Gun control! When do we want it? Now!
Students across the country put down their books and walked out of class Wednesday to demand action against gun violence, including in Reno, Nevada. Federal authorities have opened a civil rights investigation into the death of a 17-year-old shot and killed last month by U.S. Park Police in the nation's capital. More from CBS's Jeff Pegues.
The driver, 17-year-old Delano Martin, drove off. One officer falling to the ground, the other still in the back seat.
Stop, shoot!
Martin's family says that he was shot in the back five times. He slumped over the wheel, the car crashing into a house.
International law enforcement organizations have seized a major dark web marketplace, says CBS's Rob Legere.
The FBI announced Genesis Market, a darknet site that sold data containing personal login credentials for bank accounts, social media passwords, and IP addresses from identity theft victims, was taken down as part of Operation Cookie Monster.
The popular video app TikTok has now been banned for students and staff by all Florida public universities. CBS News Miami says the decision was made by the Board of Governors for the state university system. Some schools have already blocked it from their Wi-Fi systems. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Is your check engine light on? The free Fix Finder service reads your check engine, ABS, and maintenance lights. It even sends a detailed report directly to your email. When you need to get back on the road, AutoZone's free Fix Finder service is here. Get the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. Only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, April 6th. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 8 a.m. The County Board of Canvassers will meet at 9 a.m. The Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 1:30 p.m. There's a special meeting notice for the County Board to hear results from the Central Sands Nitrate and Neonicotinoid Study. It will take place at 6:30 at the Marquette County Services Building in Montello. In Portage County, the Central Wisconsin Watershed Partnership Advisory Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Security and Facilities Committee meeting will take place at 1:30. The Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4, and the Human Resources Committee will meet at 5. Stevens Point will hold a special Common Council meeting at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Board of Canvas will meet from 9 a.m. to 4:30. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 26 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 43, tomorrow mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 23, tomorrow night mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 30.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the post-election edition, Dom, the glorious victory edition. You know, if we were at the ballpark, I'd hang a W on the flagpole. We won last night, baby. I would brand myself
with a hanger in the shape of a V for victory.
Thank you to Sage Weil, Civic Media CEO, my partner. Appreciate Sage coming in, and we look forward to that warm, fuzzy blanket of truth. Getting all the parts assembled, you know, like a John Denver song. Do you remember that back in the 80s?
Anyways. John Denver, really not my style, bro.
A patchwork quilt of truth.
Okay. A lot of work to do, and there's time to do it, right? The next election, what, next spring election?
Next spring, we will have a primary, but the next chance to win back a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court for the conservatives, 2 years. Couple of years. 2024, of course, will lead us to the presidential year.
Well, that's, of course, if they don't try to impeach soon-to-be Justice Janet Protasiewicz.
Buddy, we're going to see all kinds of crazy stuff. Here's the craziest part. We'll get to the crazy former president, let's call him Defendant Trump. We know that was the other big news of the evening last night. We watched a little of the speech.
Is that what it was?
What
the airing of the grievances?
I mean, that was.
You guys just, you know, relaying and reiterating the litany of cases against him. I mean, with all these things, I mean, you are either the most persecuted and unlucky fellow in the world, or you're probably the crookedest bastard that people think you are. I'm just saying, they can't be both.
Dominic, in history, when we look at April 4th of 2023, it could be an inflection point of sorts. I would certainly say in our backyard, here in the state of Wisconsin, the nation was watching us. And also, for accountability of the former president, let's call him Defendant Trump, it was the beginning. And during his speech, he laid out his legal defenses in four different cases. You know, even if I were his supporter, and I'm sitting there, and he's like, and these guys, they screwed me this way and that way, and they think I'm a criminal. And this guy screwed me this way and that way, and they think I'm a criminal. And then he goes through four different prosecutors that are on his heels. At some point, logic, common sense says, man, there's a lot of smoke over there. You sure? You're not on fire, sir?
Right. Is there something that you didn't cause this? I mean, let's think about that for a minute. I mean, you know, you go out and you meet people at the bars. You get some, you know, braggadocious dudes. You get people that talk a lot. And you meet some people. And like a guy like this, you met Donald Trump at a bar. He was just telling you about, oh, how the man's coming after him all the time.
I can't believe you got three ex-wives.
You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, dude, I mean, maybe you are the source of all these problems. I mean, maybe. But of course, guys like that, narcissists, they can't possibly think it's something to do with themselves or their own behavior.
Well, Dominic, love to hear the reaction of the audience this hour, 844-967-2789. If you were looking at Wisconsin, it was an early evening last night, and we had great coverage right here on Civic Media. We were playing out the elective results as they came in, and one race was all the marbles. It was for the soul of Wisconsin Supreme Court. It was for the right to perhaps restore some semblance of Roe v. Wade, the right to maybe get to legalize marijuana someday, expand Medicaid, ungerrymander the maps, roll back all the attacks on collective bargaining and labor unions under Scott Walker. All of these things at least are possible, maybe not probable, but at least they're possible.
Yeah, they would not have been possible at all. If Dan Kelly would have won.
So at least democracy, it's like a glimmering light in the distance here in the state of Wisconsin. But yesterday,
I just hope that light at the end of the tunnel isn't a train, Crudy.
It might be. You never can tell. But I have some faith restored, and I was feeling quite confident after the early primary, the narrowing of the Supreme Court field. When Dan Kelly, and I know that Dan Kelly is a god-awful candidate, and Republicans also sense that. So they ran another conservative, this celebrity judge from Waukesha, Jennifer Doro, sort of Foxy News pretty, you know, had a few things going for her, and a couple of bad stories about her family and trying to open up a shooting gallery slash bar, kind of a strange, you know, entrepreneurial desire in her resume, Dom. But I think had she won the primary, it would have been a lot tougher battle for Janet Protasiewicz. Dan Kelly, it's easy to hate Dan Kelly. Everyone in that room last night was groaning because they hated Dan Kelly.
Dan Kelly literally gave the worst speech, a losing speech. Wasn't a concession speech. It was a sore loser speech.
And it was like the kid on the playground that's like, you suck. I'm taking my ball and going home because he got beat by 10 runs.
Just an embarrassment of a human being. I mean, and literally, like, this is the guy, Republicans, that you voted for. This is the guy that would have been on the court again after an appointment by Scott Walker. And that's a great idea to you Republicans? Like, literally, I question your judgment in these cases.
Jennifer Rubin over at the Washington Post. Here's her take, Dom. And again, we'd love to hear your take, 844-967-2789. The headline: after a huge progressive win in Wisconsin, the right wing is whining. What else is new? They are literally the snowflake white party. They are the party of ivory soap. Anyways, in a state so evenly divided that a 1 or 2 point margin is a resounding victory, Wisconsin voters turned out in droves on Tuesday to deliver an unmistakable blow to right-wing judges and politicians pushing forced birth laws, hyper-gerrymandering, voter suppression, and union busting. Progressive Judge Janet Protasiewicz clobbered former right-wing state Supreme Court, I hate when they call him that, former state appointee to the Supreme Court by Scotty Wanker, Dan Kelly. She beat him by 11 points when she wrote this. About 95% of the vote was in. The Associated Press called the race less than an hour after the polls closed. Dom, you and I were in Waukesha. We went to the People's Park. We like to, you know, support local businesses on Main Street, if you will, you know, by eating and drinking.
Yes,
and watching the Brewers game, a glorious 9-0 victory. They won again today. They're in first place, 5.
Hey, man, the Brewers, the cheesehead. The cheesehead, that helps. That's the trick. But, yes, it was I don't think we even got through a first drink, and they had already called it for Protasiewicz. There you go, Crew, the cheese block. That's what I'm talking about. The Brewers, man, every time they hit a home run, like back-to-back-to-back and back-to-back. I mean, it was just an amazing game. And when they got done, they put the cheese head, the cheese block on the player's head. It was fantastic.
Before the Brewers could score 9 runs against the Mets, the hapless Mets, Janet Protasiewicz had already been declared the winner in the great state of Wisconsin against Dan Kelly, who came out, if you missed hour one, it was the worst concession speech. No concession. I hate my opponent. I hate my life. And screw you guys.
I'm going
this
home.
Way.
It's like Cartman.
Anyways, a little bit more here from the writings of Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. I am sporting my cheesehead, you know, because I hit it out of the park with my prognostications yesterday, Dom.
Yeah.
I called this glorious victory. I've been calling this under my breath quietly because I didn't want to discourage any of the voters. But, Dom, you know that I've been overly confident that if Dan Kelly was the opponent, Protasiewicz was going to whoop his ass.
And she did.
Big time. The race primarily turned on two issues, an 1849 abortion ban triggered by the U.S. Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade and a radical gerrymander plan. The latter possibly the most extreme gerrymander in the country. It is turned a 50-50 state into a 6-2 Republican advantage in congressional seats. Catch that? It's a coin flip state, and we've got a 6-2 Republican congressional advantage. We got a 2/3 majority in the state Senate. They can start impeaching congressional officers. And despite the outcomes, they probably will. Because if they've got the power, they're going to exercise it. Won't you, Robin Voss?
Power is no good unless you use it. And if the trend continues and the Republicans show no sign of abating or changing their mannerisms or their policies, their MAGA, they're going to get worse and worse and worse. Because as you get put into a corner, they're going to fight harder and harder.
Dominic, let's not forget, Wisconsin Supreme Court, the only state Supreme Court that had a rule on the efforts of the Trump team to try and throw out about 200,000 absentee ballots from the two bluest counties in the state, Milwaukee and Dane, where I live and where you live. And effectively, that would have overturned the election. That only held up by a 4-3 vote at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While 2024, we could have a close race like that too. This will be an additional firewall. We won't have to count on a singular, supposedly judicial independent Brian Hagedorn to be the stopgap if Republicans want to steal the next election.
And just one sentence from his ruling, quote, "The relief being sought by the petitioners is the most dramatic invocation of judicial power I have ever seen," unquote. And you think the Republicans are going to back off at all? I don't think so.
Pundits who thought defeated former President Donald Trump's indictment would set off some sort of backlash to Kelly's benefit, we're engaged in wishful thinking. I want what you're smoking. Wisconsin voters are savvy enough to understand the former president's legal debacles have nothing whatsoever to do with their state courts. Democratic State Party Chairman Ben Wickler, our guest just yesterday, right, Dom? I guess it was Monday, who mounted a mammoth turnout the vote operation, told me, Jennifer Rubin, Tuesday, the GOP machine thought they had broken Wisconsin's democracy enough that they could rip away fundamental rights from half the population and never suffer any consequences. Tonight, an enraged electorate proved them wrong. In a state that tips the country, Dobbs, the crowning achievement of the far right, became its undoing. That and civic media and Crudy's bold predictions and this cheesehead, man. It's going to be a glorious summer in the great state of Wisconsin. The Brewers are going to win the World Series. Janet Protasiewicz is on the Supreme Court, and the Devil's Advocates will continue to be the greatest and most humble radio show ever. And we'll continue to take your calls in the next segment. Join us, please.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world. Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, not going to read the entirety of the remainder of the Jennifer Rubin piece. You can find it on the Devil's Advocates radio Facebook page. But perhaps just the conclusion, the last two paragraphs, I'd like to bring it home on behalf of Rubin. She writes, and she's talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race in the state of Wisconsin last night. It was a glorious victory for our team. But anyways, she writes, "Don't get me wrong. I'd prefer the days when justices such as Sandra Day O'Connor and Anthony Kennedy were not a certain vote for one side or another, but instead considered each case on its merits. I long for a day when you could take judges at their word when they spelled out their fidelity to precedent. But we are not there. And we haven't been there for years. Elected judges around the country should perk up. If they want to hijack democracy by acting like MAGA legislators in robes, they'll find themselves out of office. And the warning to Republicans could not be more blunt. If you keep pushing right-wing judges widely out of step with the 21st century United States to trample on cherished civil rights, voters will boot you out up and down the ballot. Republicans have every right to panic that Dobbs might usher in a new era of Democratic dominance in critical swing states, starting in this one. You're welcome."
844-967-2789. Let's get to some of our fair callers. Up first, we have Monica from Madison. Welcome, Monica. What do you got for us?
Hey, Monica.
Hi. Yeah, driving home from working the polls Tuesday, I was worried about the state Supreme Court race, and then I heard on your fine station about the charges against Trump, and it occurred to me that if he's found guilty of a felony, he won't be able to vote. And that gave me like a lot of hope. And then today I heard about Kelly's comments, and with all the higher education that he has, you would expect a graceful acceptance of defeat. I mean, Al Gore got screwed and his concession was respectable, but Dan Kelly was beat fair and square and it was just disgraceful.
What do you mean the higher education? He went to the
Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law. Yeah, that's the higher education. Oh. It wasn't even an accredited law school when his ass graduated from it, Monica.
Okay, but it's still post high school.
You okay.
Dom's got his MBA. I'm not impressed, Monica.
I get it, Monica, but you know, that's the thing. You know, your education level has zero to do with your ability to empathize and have respect for other human beings. You know what I'm saying? It was literally, and I've seen and heard lots of speeches in my life, Monica. That was just an embarrassment. It was so terrible.
Playground bully who had lost the kickball game.
Yeah, it was just disgusting. And I don't know if anyone has brought up about Trump not being able to vote anymore, but wow, that would make me really happy. And I'm just afraid that, like, if he is found guilty of it, that he's just going to flee the country.
Well, good. Haven't they? Monica, really appreciate you listening, and glad we brought you a little solace last night.
Yeah, thank you for working the polls. Everybody out there doing their part, we do appreciate it. Couldn't be done without you.
Now, obviously, Donald Trump has an airplane. Somebody thought it was really cool, one of the conservative guys. I noted that he boards in the back. Makes it a little less cool when you got to go on the, you know, the rear end of the plane, if you know what I'm saying. But Donald Trump has had his passport seized by the FBI, right? The Mar-a-Lago raid?
I think they gave it back, though.
Well, shouldn't he have his passport seized now that he is under multiple felonious indictments? He is a flight risk in some way, shape, or form. And ultimately, you would think with private airlines available to Donald Trump, he could flee the country minus a passport. You know, the rest of us would have to go through TSA. That's not how Trump's doing it. But when you've got the forethought to paint your name on the side of the jet when it says Trump on the side, good luck hiding that thing in Russia.
844-967-2789. I did see on the interwebs someone, you know, superimposed the Trump jet on the LA highway like the white Bronco and all the cops behind it. It was pretty amazing. Matt from Minneapolis, you are next. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Dom, crew, I just want to congratulate you because you guys definitely put a spark into the people's rear ends over there to vote the right way.
You know, I can tell you, in all sincerity, man, we have never put the concentration on a Wisconsin Supreme Court race like we did this one. And once upon a time, man, it was just me and Dom and some syndicated stuff like Tom Hartman and Stephanie Miller, but we were the local act out of Wisconsin, if you will. And there was no way that we ever in the last decade covered any Supreme Court race like this one. And I would say that has always been the strategic advantage of the right here in the state of Wisconsin. I often reference 81 right-wing talk radio stations, but they're not network, man. You got to go station by station. Right here,
oh, yeah.
Proda Sawicz, the day after she won the primary, we put her on every news talk station in the civic media lineup and on KTNF in Minneapolis, WCPT in Chicago, because I know a few of those dollars came from J.B. Pritzker down in Illinois. I think he heard her on 820 AM, Devil's Advocates.
Right, right. And, you know, I've got an 18-year-old daughter, and then my girlfriend has a 21-year-old granddaughter, and they are out, and, you know, they are voting the right way.
Yeah. My kid voted. Dom's daughter voted for the very first time, and by next election year, Matt, by next year, my youngest will be able to vote in the fall election of 2024. All the Crudy clan will
be
voting.
That's groovy. Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys ought to roll a big fatty and pat yourself on the back. I'm out of here, okay?
All right. Thanks for listening, Matt.
Appreciate it. We'd have done the win or lose, but we appreciate the sentiment, man.
You know, I'm glad when the audience endorses what we were already doing anyways. Come back with us. Super coolest radio show when you participate. 844-967-2789. A Wisconsin Supreme Court race and defend on Trump. Like to talk about that as well. Fine speech he gave.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM. WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief, breaking news, Idaho Governor Brad Little has signed into law.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The two men who died in an apparent murder-suicide on April 2nd have been identified. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office completed their investigation into the deaths of 65-year-old Daniel R. Gums and 62-year-old Ronnie A. Gums. Both men lived at the home on County Road N in the town of Hull, 5 miles from Colby. Officials do not believe there was any foul play or other factors involved. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is working to debunk myths surrounding sexual assault in honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month in April. They will post information about myths on social media throughout the month. This week, they are giving information to disprove the belief that many reports of sexual assault are false. There is no data to suggest that false reports are any higher in sexual assault cases than they are for any other criminal case. This effort is one small way to show support for survivors. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 26 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 43 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 23 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Not you and I. We've seen it happen to others, but we've never done it.
No.
Not the way Donald Trump did last night. We'll get to you in a minute, callers. Be patient. You're next, 844-967-2789. But got to share a little of the speechifying of Defendant Trump down at Mar-a-Lago. Home with his people, Dom. It was a strange scene. Let me describe bits of it. Donald Trump reacted to his first court appearance with an airing of the grievances at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Gotta wait till Friday. And MSNBC's Joe Scarborough doesn't think the spectacle will help him win over any new voters. No, as a campaign stump speech, he crapped the bed.
Well, I mean, it's worse than Scott Walker when he was running for president, you know, identifying all the jobs he is not qualified to do.
Well, Donald Trump effectively laid out all the legal defenses for the future indictments that are soon to come. I feel quite confident after he is nervous about the overwhelming number of indictments coming down the pipeline. But anyways, a little bit more. The former president lashed out at Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg hours after his arraignment. But the Morning Joe host said the case is weak enough on its merits that Trump quite likely won't suffer political consequences that aren't of his own making. Here's a quote from Coffee Joe.
Donald, that's the whole point. Donald Trump is his own worst enemy. So, of course, they are of his own making.
If Donald Trump were sane, if he were rational, he would have said, I'm going to go to bed with the win. But as we all know, Donald Trump can't keep his mouth shut. He goes out. I will just say he messes the bed in a stupendous way last night.
Don't do that. You never do that.
Never mess the bed. He could have used this speech to say, you know what? They treated me bad. This, that, the other. Just like what happened to you when you, when they treat you bad doing A, B, and C. The system is rigged. Instead, it was all these personal grievances went all over the place, scattered shot. And by the end of the speech, Ron DeSantis had to be feeling great going, well, it was always going to be him. You think this is a winner for DeSantis? I really, Dom, a little bit more from Morning Joe, and then I'll throw my opinion. By the end, yeah, that guy. The guy will never be president again, Scarborough added. He took this advantage that a lot of people thought he had and completely blew it. And that crazy display last night at Mar-a-Lago. Well, I can't imagine any positive coming out of that event. Anyways, let's.
I mean, but it was consistent. I mean, this is what he says. I mean, he says these things over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, this is not any more or less crazy than Trump has been addressing these issues over the last year at all. This is on par. This is consistency from the crazy Donald Trump.
But
defendant Trump
wasn't under indictment prior, and he hadn't just been arraigned prior.
Yeah, come on, Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. The perfect phone call. You know, the Mueller. Come on,
impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two.
The whole thing. The whole thing. And was he at a teleprompter last night? I mean, I can almost recite all the things that going on in Donald Trump's head, what he's going to say to you, because that's how he is. This is, yes, it was crazy, but it was very consistent.
I like it when you call me Big Papa. He is the Biggie Smalls of whatever that was last night. I actually, here was the only point I wanted to make. I never claimed he would win the presidency, Dom. But what if I often said he will be the Republican nominee?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Despite all the losing.
No.
And there's so much losing, Dom. By contrast, I would say here in the state of Wisconsin, since we started putting civic media together, it's too much winning. I'm getting tired of all the winning.
Oh, so much winning. I mean, listen, I mean, just that.
This doesn't strengthen DeSantis's case.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it does if Fani Willis comes out, you know, early May and lays down the lumber on that, and then
imminently. I don't think she knows what that word means.
Well, we all have different definitions. That's why it's important to communicate and discuss. I would think it would have happened already, but every day that goes by, it seems that word imminent would be coming closer and closer. So sooner or later, a decision will be made. And if the decision is made on Fulton County, on Trump's election interference and felonies pertained to that, that's going to be a big, big problem. And he's going to have to, you know, show up in court for that as well. And let's not forget the news today, former Vice President Mike Pence will not appeal his order to testify to Jack Smith on the J6 issues. So that came down today, and the courts are moving quickly. as we've discussed, within 24 hours of these things happening, it seems to me that time is spinning faster and faster. And if Donald Trump makes it to the first debate in August in Wisconsin, I would be surprised.
He's going to win that debate, Dom. Yeah. You know, by these standards, which is the very low standard of the Republican Party. I mean, just look, they picked Dan Kelly to be their nominee here in the Supreme Court race. Let's play a little of the sound. It was a little crazy, and it was the airing of the grievances, like we often do on the Fridays. Ebone, going to need your help here. Let's play Trump Cut 3.
My opponent is a serial liar.
Yep. Boy, that's dang.
Yep.
She's disregarded judicial ethics.
Yep.
Yes. She's demeaned the judiciary with her behavior. Mm-hmm. And this is the future that we have to look forward to in Wisconsin.
I'm sorry. That was the speech from loser Dan Kelly. I had to rake him over the coals one more time.
I was going to say, Trump sounded terrible last night.
It very much resembled the Trump speech, though. If you didn't hear the non-concession speech of the loser in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, it sounded a lot like Trump shaking his fist at the Alvin Bragg and all the other prosecutions coming down the pike line.
I mean, Kelly, you lost by over 200,000 votes by 10, 11 points, man. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, but he got more votes than any conservative judicial candidate ever.
Donald Trump got more votes than any sitting president ever. Except
I got 75 million.
Biden got more. That's how elections work. It's math. But don't worry your pretty little selves about it, Republicans. We're here to tell you all about it.
So, didn't mean to confuse. That was Dan Kelly. Let's play a little of the Trump. The indictment. Here we are. Cut 9. Here we are in Mar-a-Lago.
So here we are now. It's where we were today. In a city that was so great just 4 or 5 years ago.
When I lived there.
But now we're there. Spend time there today, as you possibly read. With a local failed district attorney charging a former president of the United States for the first time in history.
Former. At least he acknowledges.
Wow.
Many times he still calls himself Trump, President Trump. More from the stupendously crapping of the bed from Mar-a-Lago last night. Donald Trump, cut 10, please.
The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
My only crime is I love too much.
And to, you know, book the payoffs incorrectly and commit tax fraud and other fraud violations in doing so. He never really addressed the 34 charges against him. I mean, his signatures are on the checks, man.
My understanding, during the arraignment, during the booking process, he spoke aloud to whoever was processing him there at the courthouse and said, "You're really arresting me?" Like, it was, he wasn't believing it in real time. And the other thing I noted when he walked in the courtroom,
we're detaining you.
The bailiff that led him into the courtroom didn't hold the door, just let it slam right in his face. It was a little humorous. I found it funny. Trump probably is not used to holding his own doors anymore. He's used to the Walmart greeters and the Secret Service doing that for him. More of Trump. No crime, cut 12.
As it turns out, virtually everybody that has looked at this case, including rhinos and even hardcore Democrats, say there is no crime.
Well, there is.
And that it should never have been brought.
Alan Dershowitz, who's often a Trump defender, although he used to be characterized as a liberal, Dershowitz says Trump will probably be convicted on these charges.
But these he'll charges. Appeal and win on appeal. We'll see.
One more from Trump. Lucky number 13. Not a great day for Trump, all things considered. Persecution, not investigation. 13.
This is a persecution, not an investigation.
Of course it is. He's playing all the hits, Dom. I was waiting for Tiny Dancer and YMCA.
at obscene volume levels.
844-967-2789. All things considered, pretty good day up in here.
Yes, absolutely.
Although I see CJ in the queue, that would worsen the day, but we'll keep going. Joe from Madison, you're always welcome. What do you got for us, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, those speeches are great moments in bad manners, aren't they? I mean, just imagine if there were women candidates in the, and these were the loser speeches they gave, what kind of a hell zone would be created? You know, I mean, he can get away with it, but imagine a woman going, well, good luck to you all, and then stomping off. I mean, hysterical. I wanted to make a slight right turn, you guys. Again, thanks a million for all you've done in building up this network and creating this great service. And as we head into spring, and just to give a little bit of punch as to something wonderful, it's going to be warm coming up next week. And I wanted to say, and I know I've pitched this before, I am so anxious to get my baseball hat with my Mad Radio on it. Mm. I also want a Shaw baseball hat. I want a St. Croix country and an Oshkosh air support hat. The graphics that you have for your stations are beautiful and really wonderful. I think you could sell a six-pack of your baseball hats and make a lot of moolah because they are just absolutely lovely. So I would say as we're heading into spring, you know, Mother's Day is around the corner, Father's Day, lots of birthdays, graduation presents. Now's the time to utilize those incredible graphics. They're just great, and I would love nothing better than to head into spring wearing my support for your network.
Merchandising.
I think
where the real money,
yes,
in politics is made, Joe.
Swag, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, I've heard this a lot. Crudy, come on, man. Wear the t-shirt and the hats, man.
Joe, thank you for
full zip sweatshirt. Yeah.
Thanks for putting more on my overburdened plate. You know, now I'm in the merchandising business. You know, there are a couple of people that commented on our Facebook post. You and I out last night, you know, just wishing the crowd you're welcome, basically. The devil made me do it, I think, is what you posted.
The devil's made me do it.
And a couple of commenters on our Facebook page said, you still owe me a t-shirt. Well, my thought is this. You better come get it from me. While there still are a couple of shirts left in the cabinet, so, you know, reach out, DM me or something. I got a couple of t-shirts. They're old devil radio style, though.
Oh, the old school. But are we working
could
on
be
like
collector's new, item soon?
But Joe's got a point, right? All these new really cool graphics, man. I mean, is there a suggestion box or an email or of someone I can call to get a hat? Or
yeah, write down your suggestion and stick it in your box. That's what I would say.
But Joe, we appreciate your call. You like it when Joe says it, but when I say it, you got a problem.
I'm being nice to the callers. Dom, you realize we had a little election and opening day this week. A week ago, we're doing a Charlie Barron's event at Get Out the Vote. We had a glorious victory in the state of Wisconsin. And now, the most pressing question in your mind is, when are we rolling out new merchandising? You know, we just rolled out a new radio station. What about WBZH? You don't like the buzz of the north yet, Joe?
I love the buzz. Put it on a hat and give it to Joe.
It's got a little mosquito on there. And much of the graphic design for our team, Rebecca Sullivan, very talented.
Yes, awesome stuff.
Yeah, good work. Wish someone would put it on a t-shirt or a hat and sell it to Joe so I could worry about working on radio and the greatest radio program ever. Swag comes later. Your calls, last segment. They come next, 844-96-PARTY.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't. Because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day, going to take your calls in just a moment at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I always like to look and see how they're covering it on the phone news, on the Foxy News digital site. And I mean, the headlines of the day, got to see what's important. Not the top lead, but the elections last night in the state of Wisconsin. Here's how they're being characterized on Fox News. Conservatives pick up landslide policy victories in Wisconsin election.
What?
Conservatives pick up landslide policy victories in Wisconsin election. The referendum, the non-binding referendum questions. You know, the real importance of the election is whether or not the non-binding referendum questions on welfare and working, whether or not they're supported by the electorate. Well, they all passed, but Janet Protasiewicz won the race. That is completely neglected. I mean, I'm looking Fox News Digital. If you're reporting it, it's on a back page. They literally, their takeaway is the referendum support conservative choices. Landslide. Landslide victory for conservative policy.
Or oh, laws that are already on the books.
And there might have been a Supreme Court race. We don't know. We didn't cover that.
Who cares?
844-967-2789. Can't wait for the Dominion trial. Glad I burned that bridge before it happened. Mark from the SAC, welcome back, fella.
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. I'm actually calling you from my hospital bed at UW Hospital because I had a real bad infection there from some post-op complications, but doing great now.
Glad to hear it, man.
Glad to hear Janet won. And I saw like Kelly's concession speech. The guy should be, it's time to indict him and all the rest of the insurrectionists.
Mark, you know, I hope he literally has a good effing criminal defense attorney, because he could be criminally complicit in the plot, the false elector plot here in the state of Wisconsin.
You betcha. I mean, they violated the 14th Amendment, and Tom Tiffany is a supporter of that, and being a supporter of that is also a crime against the Constitution, so indict that guy, too. I mean, that it's time for Josh Call to just indict these guys. Ignore the supposed political consequences and go after their asses.
Mark, I like how you think. You know the one thing I have not heard, Dom, and I think it would be appropriate? Lock him up! Lock him up!
And generally, the Dems have been, from my perception, fairly quiet on the whole thing, which is probably fairly a good idea and pretty disciplined. So,
well, the good news is we're not on the team, are we, Dom?
Yeah, exactly. We can say what we want. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Steve from Minneapolis, you're up. Welcome, Steve. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steve.
Hi. I just want to talk about Trump's airplane and my credentials for doing so, as I spent 16 years at Northwest Airlines.
Okay.
What he's got there is a 757, which they made from 84 to, I believe, 99 or 2000, something like that.
This is over 30 years old, my understanding.
Yeah, so, you know, they were pretty good in their day. But, yeah, what he's doing is basically driving a 89 Chevy Lumina.
And he's got to, I mean, I know the Lumina's not a hatchback, but he's got to go in through the back. Is that the normal entry point?
Oh, only when the front door was broken. You got to go in the back, man, and climb through.
Well, they had to spend a bunch of money to get that thing serviceable because it sat for years.
So I heard, Steve. That is some good information.
Still got the ashtrays in there, man. Thanks for the call, Steve.
844-967-2789. Still got the ashtrays. Eric from Tulsa. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Hi, Eric.
Hello, Devils. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Awesome.
I just called in. I just got back from the Joint Finance Committee hearing. It was literally 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. of screaming at the wall. You know, it's Waukesha. This is Milwaukee's only Joint Finance Committee hearing anywhere close. So it was a long day. But anyways, I'm actually just calling to kind of correct the record. Sorry, Crudy, you guys. But the first two questions, referendum questions, were actually there. They are constitutional amendments. They are binding.
This was the second go-around. That was on the bail, one, Eric?
The bail and the release from prison one. Both of those are actually, the Republicans slipped them in as constitutional amendments. And so they are binding. The third one is already state law, and the fourth one was written by Ryan Clancy in Milwaukee County, and obviously is a positive one to restore a woman's right to choose. But the first two are indeed constitutional amendments. If the legislature gets fixed in years, you know, through the courts and everything and the maps, we can correct that and write something over that. But as it stands now, those are actually in place whenever they get put in place.
Eric, way to harsh our buzz.
Boy, appreciate the facts, man. No matter how we feel about them, facts are the facts. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your perspective. 844-967-2789. Pizza Box. Mike, you are up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Wow, man. I noticed Dan Kelly's speech sounded a lot like CJ's call to your show. Did you notice how that?
I don't know, man. CJ called it, man. I think he called it for Proto Sewitz yesterday. He was like, Crudy, they were both right.
Well, you know, and the thing about Kelly being so upset, that race was decided before the polls opened, you numbskull.
400,000 early votes. I mean, if you're talking about absentee ballots, I agree with you. If you're talking, it was won in the primary back in, February? I would also agree with you. The day Dan Kelly won the primary or took second was the day I knew Janet Protasiewicz was joining the Wisconsin Supreme Court Pizza Box.
Well, one last thing. The days of Scott Walker's Supreme Court are over!
Yeah, Ziegler's still there.
It doesn't matter. They don't have the power anymore. And you know what? Just for the first time in, 15 years? You kind of feel like something changed last night. Like people have had enough of the nonsense. Like listening to the CJs in our assembly and our Senate is getting old, don't you think?
I absolutely do. And I think the Joint Finance Committee, dominated 12-4 by Republican appointees, I don't think it's responsive to the will of the people of the state of Wisconsin. I think at some point, Republicans will become convinced that you can't govern from this minuscule minority. I mean, you can't take an extremist view, be it Dan Kelly or Tim Michaels. They were both against even exceptions for rape and incest in the case of abortion.
But what gives you that feeling? Why would you say that? Based on what trend or behavior or action would lend that to you?
You're right. They're going to completely crap the bed every elective cycle as long as Donald Trump is their messiah. And as totally. Long as they continue to think that they can govern from this minuscule minority, which includes taking away women's rights. Women don't like that. See Wisconsin last night. Bill from Madison, you get the last word today. What is it, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Well, I was wondering if you could verify something for me. I heard that when they were reading Trump is Miranda rights and they got to the point where you have the right to remain silent, the room broke out in laughter. Is that true?
I'm not clear if it's true, but you could see that happening, couldn't you, Bill? Everybody yeah, knew Trump absolutely. Couldn't keep his trap shut, didn't they?
Absolutely. And then also, I wanted to point out that the whole thing about...
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.